We're going to talk about a book for children right now, not with our old friend Daniel Pinkwater. We need a little mathematical expertise for this one. The book is called You Can Count on Monsters, and it's about prime numbers and prime factorizations. Thankfully, we have a math whiz, our old friend Keith Devlin, on the line. He joins us from Stanford. Welcome back, Keith.
Thanks, Scott. It's good to be talking about a math book I can actually enjoy.
The book, You Can Count on Monsters, is written by Richard Evan Schwartz, and he's a math professor at Brown University. I'm assuming you guys go to conventions together or something, right?
I actually haven't met the author, but I was at a convention a couple of weeks ago. I was browsing the book display. Mm-hmm. There's this one book in the corner, just jumped out. I grabbed over, I talked to the publisher, and I said, I've got to talk to Scott about this on NPR. This is one of the most amazing math books for kids I have ever seen.
Well, help us understand it. Firstly, the illustrations are extraordinary.
Oh, yeah, they just jump out. It's beautiful. I mean, the author, who's a professor of mathematics at Brown, has this incredible ability to do really good artwork, the kind of artwork that appeals to anyone from the ages of sort of 2 or 3 years old all the way to being elderly like myself. It's great colours, it's wonderful, and yet because he knows the mathematics, he very skillfully and subtly embeds mathematical ideas into the drawings. You can tell it's sort of mathematical because he's monsters in the book. It's all about monsters.
Every number gets a monster.
That's right, and they look vaguely geometrical. And the prime monsters are monsters that can't be broken up into simpler monsters, like the prime numbers. And the composite monsters are made up of simpler monsters. In fact, if you look at each composite monster, part of the fun is figuring out how the artist has embedded all of the prime monsters in it, so the monsters follow the structure of the numbers. It's beautifully done.
And what's the best working definition of a prime number?
A prime number is a number that's only divisible by itself and 1. 1 itself is excluded, so the examples are 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17, 19. Composite numbers, the non-primes, are the ones which can be broken up into a product of smaller numbers, like 4, which is 2 times 2, 6, which is 2 times 3, or 15, which is 3 times 5.
Take a look, Keith. You have the book in front of you?
I have the book in front of me.
Take a look at 31.
The number 31. Okay, let's have a look at this one. Flick, 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 flick.
It's just beautifully serpentine.
Oh, the serpentine, the snake, and you have to find out where there's a 31. And my guess is there's probably 31 corners in there, but I might be wrong. I mean, I'd have to sit down and count, and kids would love to do the counting. Kids love to recognise patterns. They love to count. And in each of these, you have to find out where's the 31 in there. And it's gorgeous. I mean, the other nice thing is the diagrams are clearly geometrical because they have corners and edges, but they have personalities.
Yeah.
I mean, these monsters are fun creatures that you would like to have as pets. Well, I would.
Yeah, no. I would too, particularly 31. Youngsters can start thumbing through this book at any age and really begin to understand at the age of, let's say, 5 or 6, I should think.
Yeah, and the parents, I mean, parents, even the non-mathematical parents, don't really need to be afraid of this one because the parent can learn as he or she is going along, because there's a little guide at the front and a little bit of information at the back to help you understand what's going on. And it's only counting and multiplication.
The illustrations in this book help make a visual association for youngsters so that it's characterized in their heads. It's not just, forgive me saying this to you, Keith, it's not just a bunch of numbers. They become kind of real properties of the way they see the world.
Oh, indeed, and that's the point. The thing that distinguishes mathematicians is that we, at some stage in our development, we develop this understanding that numbers do have personalities, they have structures, they have relationships. We form that, but most people don't manage to get it. What Schwartz has managed to do is use his own skill as an artist to bring out some of the personalities. And the point is, what he brings out through his art is actually the structure and the personality that those of us in the business have always seen. We just haven't had the tools and the ability to make it accessible the way Schwartz has managed. It's the skill he has as an artist that makes it work.
Keith, thanks so much for bringing this to our attention.
My pleasure. I'm just delighted to get the word about this wonderful book out there.
Our math guy, Keith Devlin, speaking from Stanford. Thanks so much, Keith.
Okay, great. That was fun.
And you can see a slideshow of the illustrations in You Can Count on Monsters on our website, npr.org.